Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, the nominees for the Rookie of the Year have been rolled out in the world of college football. Or the NFL, sorry, college football. The 6 finalists for the Rookie of the Year, we know who's going to win.
Yeah, no, this is not going to come as a shock.
The 6 finalists are Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders, Bo Nix of the Denver Broncos, Malik Nabers of the New York Giants, Brock Bowers of the Las Vegas Raiders, Bryant Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and Bucky Irving of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Only 6 rookies getting nominated for the Rookie of the Year by the NFL.
Bucky had himself a damn fine year.
Yeah, they did. Do you notice anything odd about that?
No. What's springing up in that?
6 players, 3 colleges represented.
Interesting.
LSU with Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Bryant Thomas, Oregon, Bo Nix, and Bucky Irving, Georgia's Brock Bowers entering that. And
pretty good group.
Yeah. And when you think of that, you think of Oregon is coming off a season where they went 13-0, won the Big Ten their first year in the Big Ten, and then got housed in the quarterfinals of the college football playoff. 13-1 season and a conference championship. Think of this. They lost 2 nominees for Rookie of the Year. Evan Williams of the Green Bay Packers was the 2nd highest rated rookie in all of the NFL.
He's one of the highest rated safeties.
At safety. Yeah, he took a little bit of a dip as the season went on.
He got hurt. And he got
but he was the number one safety the first like 6 weeks of the year.
Yeah, he stayed at the top for quite some time, or near the top for quite some time. And then he got dinged up, I want to say it was like week 14 or something like that.
Your guy, Jackson Powers Johnson of the Raiders, he was the 2nd highest rated rookie guard in the NFL. He played center in college.
Yeah.
He was the number 1 rated center for rookies in the NFL.
Took him a little while to get on the field just because the Raiders offensive line was trying to sort through some stuff. But once he got there.
Yeah. He was the number 2 interior offensive lineman, played over 500 snaps at guard and 400 and something at center. So you look at that and there's 4 impact rookies in the National Football League coming off a roster from last year, and they improved their record.
And not
it was
too shabby.
In the Big Ten, not the Pac-12 this past
the
year.
The one that impacted the most from a negative standpoint was Georgia, losing McConkey and Bowers.
Yeah.
Like you saw what it did to their offense, but it also shows you just how quickly Oregon reloaded.
And that's where I go the roster building and the faith that Oregon fans probably should have. And I know that there's a lot of, you know, the naysayers that'll say, well, a lot of his recruits aren't playing. They actually are a lot. They're actually playing quite a bit. And it was year 3.
He's also murdered the transfer portal.
Yeah, he's like, done a really good job.
Absolutely, crushed the transfer portal.
Picking and choosing, and if you look at the additions to the portal this year, they are down from what they were last year. They're still not done though. They'll probably add a couple more guys, but it's not going to be the 16 that they brought in a year ago. You think of the hits that the other teams, though, took. You mentioned Georgia. Without Bowers and McConkey, how different their offense looked from one
good.
Year to the next.
It was like it was just a not good offense.
Well, look at LSU. Mm-hmm. LSU's got three guys on this list, mm-hmm. with Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, and Brian Thomas Jr., mm-hmm. all up for Rookie of the Year. They went 9-4.
Mm-hmm.
It's really hard. When you have that level of talent, that it's like you sit there and you go, well, Oregon did a really good job through the portal of getting guys like, you know, Dylan Gabriel, getting a Tez Johnson to come back, you know, guys like Jeffrey Bosa coming back for one more run at things, going and getting a Kobe Savage and Jabbar Muhammad out of the portal, that picking and choosing where your holes are going to be on your roster and kind of backfilling it. That, if you are an Oregon fan, you should be encouraged by that. They were the one team that continued to accelerate through this process, not take a step back, right? And it obviously is going to be a big hill to climb this next year, because one of the luxuries that they had was they brought back their offensive line from a year ago, with the exception of Jackson Powers Johnson. You slide Poncho over to center, right? And that was, had to work through some things at the beginning of the year.
They went through back-to-back Remington Award winners in Forsyth and
they've done a really Jackson. Good job at that center position historically.
Yeah.
I mean, like for a really long time, they've been really good.
It started with Max.
Yeah. You can go back. Their interior offensive line has been.
But I mean, as far as like being like award winners,
Max Unger.
Yeah, Max Unger's. You kind of look and having three Remington Award winners in 15 years, 18 years? That's pretty insane.
Not bad.
Nobody else is going to match that.
I think Alabama went on a run.
You're right.
Like,
they had, Barrett. Was it Barrett Salee? Was he a center or was he a guard?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting to kind of look at when you're looking at the landscape of the college football world, and we kind of get lost in between, you know, college and the NFL, to look at the end of the year. Six nominees for Rookie of the Year. Three of them are from LSU, a team that went 9-4 after replacing Jaden Daniels, Malik Nabers, Bryant Thomas Jr. Oregon has Bo Nix and Bucky Irving. Boom. They're off. And look, that's not to mention, we talk about Evan Williams and Jackson Powers Johnson. Their leading receiver is now with Bo in Denver, too, and Troy Franklin from a year ago, right? What they lost from 2023 to 2024 was pretty damn significant, too. And so something to keep an eye out on. And are you looking at the Remington Award winners there?
Yeah, Alabama did have three. Barrett Salee, Barrett Jones. I knew I had a Barrett in my head. It was driving me crazy. They had three, no, yeah, three in a 10-year period. Yeah. Yeah. Barrett Jones, Ryan Kelly, and Landon Dickerson. I forgot about Dickerson.
It seems.
Yeah, pretty good.
It seems.
Ohio State had back-to-back in there, and Pat Elfing and Billy Price. They were not, obviously, high-level NFL guys.
Yeah.
But most of these guys did end up becoming high-level NFL guys.
Oh, all right. Well, it wasn't JPJ, though, the first winner. Though
yeah,
they were finalists. Forsythe was finalist.
Yeah,
I think Hieronymus Grassi was a finalist as well.
Yeah,
I mean they've gone on a big run.
I thought Alex won for some reason. I had that in my head that he did, but yeah, I mean you really got guys like here AQ Shipley and Marquise Pouncey, and it's pretty good. Dominic Raiola.
Now his kid's pretty good too.
Yeah, yeah,
pretty good too.
It's a pretty good indicator. It's for the most part it's. It hits pretty solidly. But there's a couple in here you're kind of like, huh, I forgot about that one.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.